over, and he said, "I'm out of sight." He said, "For a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, why, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me." But I said,
"Look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Who you jiving with that cosmic debris?" Don't you waste your time on The mystery man got nervous, and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe, and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But they told me right then, when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo, he said, "You might not believe this, Mort, but it'll cure your crab cakes too." And I said, "Hey,
look here, buddy,
Morty,
who you jiving with that cosmic debris?"
"Yes, indeed, who are you jiving with that cosmic debris?"
"Brother,
don't you waste your time on Go Man Go." troubles of my own, I said, and you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and ram it up your... Huh? But I've got a crystal ball, he said, and he held it on up to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right. Yes, let's boogie. I ran the newspaper around my head, so I looked like I was deep. I said some mumble jumbles then, and I told him he was going to sleep. I robbed his rings and pocket watch and everything else I found, yeah. I had that sucker hypnotized, he couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then, as long as he was hanging around, I said, the price of meat has just gone, and your old lady has just gone.
Look here, brother.
Look here, brother.
Who you jiving with that cosmic dude?
Now, is that a real poncho, or is that a Sears poncho? Or is it Bob Duffy's pants? Don't you know, you can make more money as a butcher. So don't you waste your waste on me.